Dedication. This work is dedicated to my late father. I want to say in a few sentences who Simon Yehiel Velikovsky was. From the day when, at the age of 13, he left the home of his parents and went on foot to one of the old centers of Talmudic learning in Russia, to the day when, in December 1937, at the age of 78, he ended his years in the land of Israel, he devoted his life, his fortune, his peace of mind, all that he had, to the realization of what was once an idea, the renaissance of the Jewish people in its ancient land. He contributed to the revival of the language of the Bible and the development of modern Hebrew by publishing, with Dr. J. Klausner as editor, collective works on Hebrew philology, and to the revival of Jewish scientific thought by publishing, through his foundation, Scripta Universitatis, to which scientists of many countries contributed and thus laid the groundwork for the Hebrew University at Jerusalem. He was first to redeem the land in Negev, the home of the patriarchs, and he organized a cooperative settlement there, which he called Ruhama. Today it is the largest agricultural development in northern Negev. I do not know whom I have to thank for intellectual preparedness for this reconstruction of ancient history, if not my late father, Simon. Acknowledgements. In composing this reconstruction, I incurred a debt to archaeologists who for more than a century have toiled in excavating numerous places in the lands of the ancient East, to generations of philologists who have read the ancient texts, and to those among the scholars who have made easier the work of research by collecting and classifying the material. I am grateful to Dr. Walter Fittern of the Asia Institute, New York, who has always been ready to help me with his incomparable knowledge of Egyptological literature. I feel my obligation to him all the more because he has never committed himself to my thesis. It took him more than 6 years to concede that conventional history is not built on unshakable foundations. His arguments have been a steady incentive for me to collect more and more proof, to collate more and more historical material until the book attained its present form. His criticism has always been constructive. I am also indebted to Dr. Robert H. Pfeiffer, outstanding authority on the Bible, director of the Harvard excavation at Nuzi, curator of the Semitic Museum at Harvard University, professor of ancient history at Boston University, editor of the Journal of Biblical Literature from 1943-47, and author of a distinguished standard work on the Old Testament, he is eminently qualified to pass judgment. In the summer of 1942, when the manuscript was still in its first draft, he read Ages in Chaos and suggested that I try to prove my thesis on archaeological art material. I followed his advice, and the second volume of this work carries chapters on ceramics and chronology and metallurgy and chronology, in addition to a number of scattered sections dealing with the problems of ancient art, paleography, and stratigraphical archaeology. He read later drafts too and showed a great interest in the progress of my work. Neither subscribing to my thesis nor rejecting it, he kept an open mind, believing that only objective and free discussion could clarify the issue. Neither he nor Dr. Fettern nor anyone else shares any responsibility whatsoever for any statement in this book. Professor J. Garstang, excavator of Jericho, read an early draft of the first chapter. It was his opinion that the Egyptian record of the plagues, as set forth in this book, and the biblical passages dealing with the plagues are so similar that they must have had a common origin. Dr. I. J. Gelb and the late Dr. S. I. Fagan, both of the Oriental Institute of the University of Chicago, graciously answered questions put to them without being informed as to the thesis of my work. Dr. C. H. Gordon of Dropsy College also was kind enough to answer a number of questions in his field. I expressed to them my appreciation. Dr. Horace M. Callan, professor and sometime dean of the graduate faculty of the New School for Social Research, New York, a humanist and humanitarian, gave me his unfailing moral support during all these years because he knew the odds against which I had to work and the opposition I would meet. I was fortunate to have had the help of Miss Marion Kuhn, who, with great care, went over the entire manuscript more than once and offered numerous improvements in style. Mrs. Catherine Tebble of the Doubleday staff proved to be a copy editor of great keenness, well versed in the scriptures. I should not omit to say that I have had every possible consideration for Mr. Walter Bradbury, managing editor of Doubleday and Company, who made me feel that all the facilities of the great publishing house were at my disposal.